we at the Cornwall Alliance want to emphasize that the earth belongs to God. Psalm 24 says, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the sea and all that dwell therein, for he made them." Right? So the earth belongs to God, and any ownership that we claim over it must always be recognized to be a subordinate ownership. That's why we use the term stewardship. It's not a term that we actually find directly used in the Bible related to our use of the earth, but we think that that's okay. After all, we don't find the word Trinity in the Bible either, but the Bible clearly teaches that there is one God who is three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and that's expressed nicely in the term Trinity. So also, stewardship expresses this idea well, because while Psalm 24 says that the earth belongs to the Lord, Psalm 115, verse 16, says, "The heaven, even the highest heavens, belong to the Lord, but the earth he has given to the sons of men." Well, that means that humanity, human beings, have ownership in the earth. And, of course, the eighth commandment, "You shall not steal," implies that there is such a thing as property rights. And the prohibitions that we find several times in biblical law and in the Proverbs against moving boundary markers on people's land shows that these property rights can apply to land itself. So property rights are important, and yet they are also limited. We don't have absolute control over what we own. We need to use it within the limits of God's moral law so that we are not using it in a way that harms other people, that dishonors God, that is in any way sinful. So what are we supposed to do with this property that God has entrusted to us? Well, it's implicit in Genesis 1:28, where God says, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and everything that moves on the face of the earth." We are supposed to subdue the earth, which entails, by the way, that God did not make it maximally suitable for human habitation just as it came right straight from his hand. He intended this earth to be the arena of man's working out the image of God in him. God is a creator, God is a maker, God is a worker, and he makes us to be like him. And so as we subdue the earth and exercise a godly dominion over it, enhancing its fruitfulness, its beauty, and its safety, we are actually reflecting God. We're exercising that aspect of who we are. And this care, this dominion over the earth, is designed to transform more and more of it from unsubdued to subdued, or, to use a more biblical term for this, from wilderness to garden.